is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Drop me a line there, by the way. Drop me a line at stevegruber.com. Likely to use it here on the air. You can follow us on Facebook, of course, the Steve Gruber Show, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter and Instagram, all those happy places. Dismiss Donald Trump at your own peril if you are a Republican. Dismiss Donald Trump at the risk of your political career, at the risk of your future in public life. I say that with more and more evidence piling up that the president, at least through primary season, has the political muscle to get people muscled through to the big event in November. For example, never Trumpers include Kansas Governor Jeff Collier. Jeff Collier finally giving up to Kris Kobach. Kris Kobach was the long shot Secretary of State, endorsed by the president just before the primary. A week ago, a very close race, while Kobach pulls it off. In Minnesota just yesterday, the heavy favorite, Tim Pawlenty, former governor, running for governor again to resurrect his political career after a dismal attempt at running for president back in 2011 and 12, gets crushed by the heavy underdog, Jeff Johnson, a guy who lost for Republicans 4 years ago. Is a state senator, hasn't held statewide office. Jeff Johnson will represent the Republicans on the ballot again come November. And Tim Pawlenty went against the president. Mark Sanford of South Carolina, former governor, member of Congress, crushed in his bid to hold on to the first seat in South Carolina, the first congressional district there. An anti-Trump, never Trump guy. Here in Michigan, Brian Kelly, the lieutenant governor, not a Trump supporter, doesn't pay off at the ballot box when Bill Schuette was a Trump supporter. And you look at people like John James in Michigan. John James, who was endorsed by the president enthusiastically a couple of times just before the primary, and he wins in a walkaway with 55% of the vote in what was otherwise a close race with Sandy Pensler. Basically, since the Roy Moore fiasco in Alabama, this president has been getting it right. Now, he lost a couple of close races. Ed Gillespie did not come through as governor in Virginia. And Rick Saccone failed in that special election in Pennsylvania. And so it is. Other than that, you look at who's doing well. And you look at who this president has endorsed. And he's gone against the norms. For example, by picking Kris Kobach in Kansas, the president endorses a primary challenge to a sitting governor. That's not what normally happens. Normally, the establishment says, okay, we'll just go along, and they muddle along. And this president says, no, we can do better. We can do better. We'll see how it happens to play out in the general election, but we can do better is the president's theme. The same true with Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota. You know, all other never-Trumpers whose careers have fizzled include people like Jeff Flake of Arizona and Bob Corker of Tennessee. They fail to understand that while some people do like the president, many don't, but support him. Many that don't like the president on a personal level, who think he tweets too much and talks too much and is too pompous and all of these other things, they're willing to deal with it because of the policies that get done. When all the noise is happening over here on the right, the policies are getting done over here. Watch this hand. Don't look at what I'm doing over here. Watch this hand. Focus over here. Poof. And then suddenly consumer confidence is up 19%. Suddenly the GDP is at 4.1%. Suddenly unemployment is down to 3.9%. And suddenly the president's approval ratings are at 50% today, according to Rasmussen. So you go up against this president, it's your own peril. Now, you may not like him, but I would say this to Republicans running for office in 2018. If you dislike the president or don't like his tweets or whatever it may be, you're better off to say nothing at all than to voice those opinions, because those opinions could be the end of your political career. The ride could come to an end right there. Boom. Tilt. I mean, you look at his record. Katie Arrington wins in South Carolina, as does Henry McMaster. Devin Nunez wins in California. Chris Kobach in Kansas, as we've mentioned. Some races still to come. Now, 44 candidates, last count that I had, 44 Republican candidates have been endorsed. About three quarters of those before the primary, and some of those before a general election or whatever. And when the president puts his arm around you and gives you that big hug like he did with John James, here's the tweet. John James is a potential Republican star who has a Senate primary election tomorrow in Michigan. If he becomes the Republican candidate, he will beat the open borders, weak on crime Democrat Debbie Stabenow. Vote for John James and make America great again. And like I said, after that tweet and some other support that was tweeted out by the president, John James, as you know, won fairly handily with 55% of the vote. That's pretty much a walk away, not exactly a nail biter. So if you have a dislike for the president and you're a Republican, best to keep it to yourself. Best to keep it to yourself at this point, because right now, his batting average is solid. He's batting somewhere in the 900s when it comes to endorsements. You look at, let's see here. We can go to Tennessee. David Kustoff won. Kevin Yoder wins in Kansas. Josh Hawley, running for governor, wins in Missouri. Adam Laxalt is running in Nevada. Kevin McCarthy in California. Roger Wicker in Mississippi. Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas. And these are, you know, going right down the line. Endorsements. Of course, some of these are slam dunks, like Greg Abbott and Ted Cruz of Texas. Mitt Romney of Utah, of course, these are slam dunks. And the president's also endorsed Scott Walker for his race for governor. What is he run, like 10 times? Special elections and all, Scott Walker. We'll see how he does this time around. At any rate, the point is clear. You oppose Donald Trump as a Republican at your own peril. That is quite clear in 2018. Also, if you don't do your taxes, you're putting yourself at peril, so I strongly urge you to do your taxes in a timely fashion, and if you don't know how to get it done right, get a hold of Chris McClatcher at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's the man who knows how to get it all done and done right and done for you. He's from Michigan. 25 years of experience does Chris McClatcher have, all working here in Michigan. So if you got trouble with the IRS, trouble with the state of Michigan, or you just need help with your taxes, go to stevegruber.com and click on the Fresh Start Tax banner to find out more. Don't wait. Sleep tonight. Take it off your plate. Do it now.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. Don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.